Melissa officinalis, goddess of bees. It's also known by a more familiar name, lemon balm. We're seeing it more and more at farmers' markets lately and also nurseries, but what exactly are we supposed to do with it? Well, Lynn recently caught up with horticulturalist Jekka McVicker, a woman that Chef Jamie Oliver refers to as the Queen of Herbs, to learn more about this often overlooked garden gem.
Jekka, it is so good to have you back with us.
It's lovely to hear you across the pond.
Yes, as they say. I'd like to talk to you about lemon balm. I think this is really a sleeper. People really, I think about it as an herb or even know about it.
I think it's the most fantastic herb. The Latin of it is Melissa officinalis. And Melissa was the goddess of bees and honey. And there's this lovely saying that if you have lemon balm near your hives, you'll never have unhappy bees. But I love lemon balm because it's just been proven, scientifically proven, that it reduces stress. All you have to do is put 5 to 6 leaves in a cup, add boiled water, boiled, please note it says boiled, and leave for about 5 minutes to steep. Strain and drink. It is fantastic. And it relieves tiredness and headaches. And the other marvellous thing about lemon balm is if you've ever suffered from cold sores, all you have to do is make that solution, you know, with the 5 or 6 leaves.
Right,
let it cool right down and then put a bit of cotton wool into the lemon balm solution and add that onto your actual cold sore and it will vanish.
I had no idea.
And the really interesting thing is it's Melissa officinalis. And any plant that has that word officinalis attached to it was used medicinally. So you get the, you know, immediately you hear that, you know, da-da, this is going to be a really interesting herb. And it's full of history.
First of all, it's such a pretty plant.
It looks like mint in a way, doesn't it? It's a member of the mint family. It can be invasive in the garden, so do be careful. It doesn't spread quite like mint does, but it does spread in the garden, and it can self-seed and pop up everywhere. But it's easy to see and it's easy to rip out, so it's really no trouble. My top tip, though, if you're growing it, is to always cut it back after flowering, because like mint, you'll manage to get it to then produce more leaves for you to use.
Ah.
I do let mine flower because I'm so aware of bees, and I do have 4 beehives. If you're cooking, though, you can use it to cover a chicken in the leaves and then tin foil and whack it in the oven like that. And it really infuses the flavour of that lovely lemon into your chicken.
How else would you use it in cooking?
Well, I use it with rhubarb. Do you have rhubarb in the States?
Oh, yes, we have rhubarb.
Do you know what I mean by rhubarb? Okay, right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you cook rhubarb, it makes your mouth dry after.
Oh, yeah.
So if you put a big handful of lemon balm, so what I do is I actually put the stalks as well and I tie it up with string and I whack that in. And as I'm stewing my rhubarb, and that removes the tartness and cuts down your sugar by about 50%.
I wish you lived next door. I could just say, come for a cup of tea now. I have only 100 questions today.
It would be lovely.
Jekka, thank you.
Thank you.
Jekka McVicker is a British horticulturalist who's been growing organic herbs for well over 30 years. The Royal Horticultural Society recently named her Ambassador for Health and Well-Being through Gardening. And she's author of the Complete Herb Book and Jekka's Herb Cookbook. For more information about Jekka, hit up our website, splendidtable.org.